This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frey.
Hour number two. This is Lock and Load, and joining me now, for the last time for a couple of weeks, is from Epoch TV. She's a documentarian. She's an editor. She is a producer. She was very instrumental in putting together Gotaways, which is an Epoch TV film and documentary. She's getting, I guess you're getting ready to go film another one. Once again, joined by Kay Rubicek. Good afternoon, young lady.
Thank you so much for having me back.
Yes, ma'am. Well, I enjoy it because right now the border... The whole border security thing is taking on a whole new perspective, given what happened in Israel, hasn't it?
Oh, it has. It has. And as horrific as what is going on in Israel is, it is bringing attention to our border. You know, if this could happen in Israel, when they have such a strong, fortified border, what could happen here in the U.S. when ours is so open and porous?
When you were down there on the border filming Gotaways, did you see anybody look Middle Eastern? I mean, can you make that sort of discernment looking at somebody's face?
I think so. You know, I've traveled a lot throughout this country. I've traveled a lot throughout the world, too. I was born and raised in Australia. We have a big mix of ethnicities living in Sydney, where I'm from. So right. We have a big Middle East population. So, yes, we have... we saw Hispanics, a large percentage of Hispanics, but we also saw Middle Eastern. We show some of them in our movie, too. So, yes, we have seen people from all different countries coming through the U.S. southern border as gotaways, sneaking in, and some of them are from the Middle East, for sure.
What do you think the numbers are, if you had to make a guess? How many – see, it doesn't take that many enemy combatants – to completely cause a whole bunch of chaos. You know this. We've got issues now. We've always had them, but we just now are getting a chance to really realize them, aren't we?
Yeah. You know, like looking at history, I like to think back. I mean, you know, I wasn't around at the time of the Bolshevik Revolution in Russia. Russia, the largest country in the world. They were overtaken by about 2,000 Bolsheviks. 2,000 was all it took to overtake the entire country. That was before technology and everything, but they were well-funded by foreign bankers from UK, US, and other places. So they had money, they had support, but it didn't take many people inside the country. So when you have that... When a group has a motivation and they have a political aspiration, and they don't, if they don't have a bottom line and they are willing to hurt and kill other people, that's when things get scary. And if we're not prepared, then that's when things get really dangerous.
Right. Well, whenever somebody tells me, well, you know, it would take so many people to fight a civil war in the United States, I always tell the story of Chris Dorner. Have you ever heard of Chris Dorner?
I have, yep.
Well, just to recap, he was the renegade cop that killed a few cops in Los Angeles County. And then they had him jump. So many people were jumping around trying to find him. He caused so much fear and disruption that I think two or three cops rolled up and saw two old women delivering papers in a pickup truck. And because he drove a pickup truck, they opened up on it. I think they fired like 221 rounds and only hit one of the women once. And if you'd had 12 Chris Dorners in Los Angeles, they would have owned Los Angeles, wouldn't they?
Yeah. But, you know, it works the other way, too. And I like to look at the glass being half full instead of half empty.
Right.
Because, yeah, you know, as much as things, you know, we're being told in the mainstream media to be very afraid, to expect war everywhere and destruction and terror and all these things. They're trying to make us afraid so that we won't, you know, step out of our boxes. At the same time, they make us think that we are so few, or that we're alone, or that, you know, I'm the only person that thinks this way. I can't talk to anyone else about this because they wouldn't understand me, or they'll call me names or think I'm crazy. Actually, we're the majority.
Oh, yeah.
And we're kind of making out, sometimes we forget and we start to believe these narratives that come from the minority of people who, you know, there's not that many people who really want to hurt and kill others. Really, you know, generally human beings are not trying to kill each other.
Nope.
But we're being taught to believe that majority of people are trying, that want war and want death. It's like, no, the majority doesn't, but we have to remember that too. So I think it's like, yeah, a small number of people can do bad, but a small number of people can do good, and we're not a small number of people, really. But we can do a lot of good.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, without a doubt. That is absolutely a fact, but... By the same token, if in a prepared society you don't see as much, like I work in the Second Amendment advocacy on a daily basis, Kay, and I was shocked to find out that Israel had as hard of a gun restriction regime in place as New York City.
Yeah,
I would have thought that would have been something that would have not been the case. So
there are very few places left like America now.
Yeah. So that part caught me off guard. Without a doubt, that part caught me off guard. But once again, this with gotaways and with what you know about the border and what we know about this presidency and everything, is there any way to fix, besides sealing the border, what about the people that are already in it? If we sealed the border tomorrow, how many people we got to go contend with and hunt down?
Well, hunting down is one thing, right? We know that there's at least 1.7 million gotaways that we have no record of, and it's likely to, you know, I think it's at least double that, really. But that's just my guesstimate. Those people we don't have record of. The other people are being called undocumented. But they do have some kind of record. They've had their name on a list.
Right.
Somewhere. They have to get on that bus, you know, if they were bused by Governor Abbott up to some other city. They have to get on a bus. They have to get on a plane. They exist somewhere on paper in the United States. We have those records. The government can track down those people and start to process and check them against terrorist watch lists, check them against criminal watch lists, because they're not doing that systematically like they used to. Then there's the gotaways we have to deal with. Those are a lot harder, and that's going to take, I think, more of a state-based and a local community-based scenario to start looking at who is coming in, and if they are undocumented, we have to start asking questions. And that sounds harsh, but it's just following the law. So I think that's where it's got to go. We need federal support for it, but it's actually going to happen, I think, at a local and state level.
Well, what about, so are we at a position now? Well, you know what? I'll ask you this question in the next little bit. We're coming up on the first break. You can find Kay's work at Epoch Times TV. She is a documentarian. She does, she was very much a part of Gotaways, which is it's one of those videos, if you watch it, it's one of those films that if you watch it, you'll begin to understand just exactly how little control we have over the border. And apparently at this moment, how little anybody seems to care. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
And welcome back. I'm talking to Kay Rubicek. She is a filmmaker, a documentarian, an editor, a producer. And she works at Epic Times TV, where she's getting ready to go. What kind of project are you doing next? Or can you say?
I cannot say in detail, but it is also another border-related project, but more related to human trafficking. So keep an eye out for that one.
Well, I mean, the border is almost like Costco. They got all kinds of crazy things going on down there, don't they?
Yeah, as crazy as that sounds, that is so true. You
yeah.
name it.
Yeah.
It's coming through. Yes.
Well, I mean, they smuggle people, they smuggle drugs, they smuggle weapons, they smuggle, you know, and
children, money, all of that.
Yeah. Yep. And the people that are getting smuggled over here, they're also in order to pay their way, because they're not showing up going, how much is it to get across? $15,000. Let me get it out of this pocket over here. They've got a debt to pay, don't they?
We do. They do. And we have a large population of slaves, indentured slaves living in our country now.
Right.
Because they have been smuggled in, and now the Mexican cartels own them. So you think about it, you know, these people living in the country, so they are owned by a transnational criminal organization over the border. So it's kind of a strange thing, but that's also dangerous, because if they needed to do some sort of operations for the cartel, they may have to do that.
Right.
You know, are they loyal to the country here, the nation that's giving them this opportunity to be here, or are they loyal to the people who they owe money to for their lives over on the Mexican side with the cartel? I don't know where the loyalties are going to lie, you know, especially when the cartels are threatening to kill them or kill their family members. They're brutal. So we've got a big population of these people, indentured slaves, living in the country, which is crazy to think about, but very important that we think about.
And do we have any data as to how many people actually complete their indentured servitude to these guys?
No, the cartels haven't been giving us that data. Look, I think someone has it. There are operations within you know, security agencies in the U.S. government. As far as I'm aware, they're not releasing that publicly, and we get hints of it through some reports here and there, and Hollywood uses different stories. Or look at the story from Sound of Freedom. You know, I mean, that was all true stories from that one particular operator, and you imagine all of them have those stories, maybe not to the same extent, right? But they all have stories, and there's a lot going on with, you know, trying to uncover these criminal operations, but they just can't always make it public, because then it, you know, puts them all in danger. So
right.
I wish we had more information, but someone's got it. I'm sure they do.
I wonder about that. The other part is that, do you believe all of these people from all the places they're coming to, they're coming over here? Now, the Democrats want them to come over here. And the supposition is they're all going to vote for Democrats because they're so indebted to them for being brought here. But aren't they sort of running away from that sort of leftist nonsense to get here in the first place?
They're coming for all different reasons. And some of them, you know, in a lot of other countries, they don't have they do have leftist nonsense, like socialism and things. But I think, like, here, a lot of people think of the leftist stuff as more like woke culture and kind of crazy things and this is sort of a lot of these, groups that are trying to get political and cause division, whether it's, CRT in the education system or taking advantage of trans groups and pride groups and things like that. That's getting really political here, and we call that, you know, kind of the leftist stuff here. But in most other countries, they have that.
Right.
Especially where a lot of these people are coming from, they have just outright socialism, which is, you know, we got no food. We cannot, you know, work properly. We just can't earn money, can't earn a living. So a lot of those people are coming here, and then they just think America is just, the land of opportunity. Like, they really think that. And it is. America is a special place, but these people are willing to work, but they're risking everything to come here, and they just think that the government that lets them in is going to be their new savior. And the people that build the wall to keep them out, doesn't welcome them. So they'll look at Republicans and say, well, you didn't want us here, but Democrats let us in. So, you know, immigration is normal for America. I'm a legal immigrant. So many legal immigrants in the country. And it's not to say that we don't welcome them, but there has to be a limit. And right now, because the door's just so wide open, these illegal immigrants coming through, they really don't know. They're not looking at the numbers. They don't know how many people are coming in. They don't know how much distress and poverty them coming into the country is causing. You know, if they were told that back at their home country, then maybe they wouldn't come.
Yeah.
Because some of these are good people, you know, but they're not told that. They're just told, come in. We'll give you work and food. Come on in. So they're just coming.
Well, I mean, here's a question. Here's a question. We have no real idea how many are in here, do we?
We know at least 8 million.
And this is since Biden has been in office.
Yes. Correct, yeah.
8 million. Wow.
Yeah, that's people that have come through border ports, and then if you add on the gotaways, it's getting closer to 10. Yeah.
Wow. And of that 8 million, if you had to put a percentage at it, just looking at what you saw when you were on the border filming, what age of that, what percentage of those 8 million would you call military-aged men?
We know from the gotaways, you know, say if we take, say, 2 million of those, almost all of them are military-aged men.
Wow.
Yeah. It's the women and children that are coming through as the give-up. They're putting up their hands and say, take us in. But there's a lot of young men coming through there as well. But gotaways are almost all military-aged men.
So a couple of million.
Yeah. Enough.
Yeah, and we don't know where they are, and we don't know where they were going, right? Because they're gotaways.
Yeah, and they knew where they were going. They weren't just coming in. Like, almost everyone that was caught, we asked, where are you going? They all had a city, and it wasn't all the same place. It's not like all of them said they're all going to Chicago or all going to L.A. They were going all over the place. They named places in Washington State and in Oklahoma, all over, even Vancouver. They were heading everywhere. They had a place to go. And that's the scary thing, because they had a plan. Someone helped them with that plan. They paid for it, and the cartels were definitely helping them with that plan to come through. These people can be, you know, if they're owned by the cartel, and we only need a small percentage of them to be owned by the cartel, which is, you know, basically a transnational criminal organization.
Let me get you to hold on right there. We're coming up on the next break. Hang on just one second. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
I've seen just about every corner of this country, 3 million miles in my career. I spend a lot of hours on the road, but I love being my own boss. The road can be a beautiful place, but you're out here on your own. There certainly are risks. I'm Charles. I'm a truck driver, a husband, and a father. And that's why I choose Federal.
USA News Update. Hamas is encouraging residents in northern Gaza to disregard Israeli instructions to evacuate the area. With over 300,000 Israeli troops amassed near the border, there is growing speculation of an impending ground assault. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin in Tel Aviv to demonstrate U.S. support for Israel and its conflict against Hamas. He was asked why no one saw the attack coming.
What I can tell you is that if we had known, or if we know of a pending attack against an ally, we would clearly inform that ally.
Austin will meet with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and Israel's defense minister. Inflation is causing Gen Z to significantly reduce their spending. According to a recent survey conducted by Bank of America, this applies to 73% of respondents aged 18 to 26. A considerable number of them mentioned making substantial changes to their lifestyles. John Schaefer, USA News.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Back. This is Lock and Load, talking to Dan Zimmerman from the truthaboutguns.com. And, well, right now, the high capacity magazines on the West Coast, the high capacity magazine bans are in jeopardy.
Yeah, they're an endangered species.
Tell me about this.
Well, of course, last week, the president, was in the Rose Garden announcing the creation of that new Ministry of Gun Control. And doing his, normal lying dog face pony soldier routine where he says, you know, if you need 80 shots to kill a deer, you're just not any good. At the very same time, Judge Roger Benitez was announcing his ruling in Duncan v. Bonta, which, once again, now under Bruin, he ruled that the California's magazine capacity limit is unconstitutional. Of course, he ruled that back in 2017, and it went up through the process, and knocked down by the Ninth, and then was appealed to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court held it while it was deciding Bruin. And once Bruin was decided, they threw that back down and said, okay, now that we've got another standard here, let's take another look at this law. Benitez did that. He wrote a new opinion, taking into account Bruin, and now the Ninth Circuit has decided to take an on-bank look again at the magazine capacity limit. We'll see if it's any different this time. Apparently, it's exactly the same people, the same 11 people who looked at it the first time. But, of course, we've got Bruin now. That won't stop them necessarily from saying, we don't care, We think the ban is just fine, in which case it's going to end up right back up at the Supreme Court. But we shall see. Anyway, the NSS host Larry Keene, who writes for us from time to time, says, well, that's California, but their neighbor to the north, California's Act, has a similar law, which I think is called Measure 114 or something like that, another gun control measure that passed, I think it passed a public vote by like a fraction of a point or whatever. And also, similarly, bans so-called assault rifles and high-capacity magazines. So that's probably next on the Ninth Circuit hit list. A state court judge has already blocked implementation of that in the state for now. Yeah, as we said earlier, the high-capacity magazine ban, assault weapons bans, maybe even waiting periods, and a lot of other gun control laws are endangered species in the Ninth Circuit.
What will they do, though? I mean, all of this is part of the Bruin response, right?
Yeah.
They keep trying to, so they get shot down. And how many times have they tried to ban magazines based on capacity in California now?
I don't know. Maybe only once. Maybe we're just dealing with the original attempt here that went through. I don't know how many attempts there were, but it's been the law there for a long time. At least, gosh, probably the early 2000s, maybe. I'm not sure when they originally outlawed it. And that was, of course, challenged, and that was the law that Judge Benitez ruled unconstitutional, again, back in 2017, 5 years ago, 6 years ago. And he's got another case, again, which he could copy and paste the ruling on the assault weapons ban. So he's about to strike that down as well. I'm surprised that didn't even come out this week. So both of these cases are going to go up, and they're both going to be reviewed by the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. And I just can't wait to see how they handle it now that, the rule or the law under Bonta now is quite different than it was the first time they looked at it.
You know, these laws they continually pass and all this other stuff. Do we ever hear about who's actually, like in California here lately, their last rampage killers, correct me if I'm wrong, but weren't they elderly Asian people?
Yeah, the one in the dance club. It was like a 60-some-year-old guy.
And didn't he have a gun that was outlawed in California?
I believe he did. It was a handgun, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
But I think it was one that's not on their roster. Now, maybe it was owned before the roster was approved.
Yeah.
You know, went into effect. I don't know any of the details on that. But yes, it was an older gentleman with a handgun.
At what point do you think we'll get a ruling out of the Supreme Court where they say, from this point on, any laws passed actually have to go through a measure of what are they preventing, what are they going to solve, and who are they aimed at?
Well, I don't know if there's going to be anything like that. I think that's basically what the court system is supposed to do, and the... Especially under Bruin and the way Justice Thomas wrote the ruling, there has to be, you know, there can, as I said, there's no longer, you can't use interest balancing anymore. You can't say, yeah, this guy has a right to own guns under the Second Amendment. However, the society has a greater interest, excuse me, in making sure that, he doesn't have too many magazine rounds in his magazine because that's inherently dangerous. That was the old way where they could pretty much make it up as they went along. Now, again, there has to be a history and tradition of that kind of regulation, going back to when the Constitution was written, in order for a gun control law to pass constitutional muster. And all kinds of places in the Bruin response laws are testing that, and saying, oh yeah, here's what we're doing, come and get us. And a lot of gun rights people are coming and getting them. That process takes a long time, it costs a lot of money, but it's happening.
Seems to be faster now than it used to be, though.
It does seem to be. I think part of that may have to do with the fact that the law is clearer. I mean, it's a very clear standard now under Bruin as to whether a law is it's constitutional or not, or even more so when they file for an injunction to block it, whether the plaintiff has a reasonable likelihood of prevailing once the case is argued. Those orders seem to be coming out faster now. We just saw one in Maryland this week. I think it was the assault weapons ban law.
Yeah.
And that was a Biden judge who issued, it was the sensitive places rule. It was the Bruin response bill. It was a Biden judge who said, look, you can't do this. I'm going to block this until the case is argued, because this is plainly unconstitutional under Bruin.
Well, hang on for me, if you will. We're coming up on the next break. These articles are always thought-provoking, and it's the mere fact that this is indicative of how much gun control, how hard they're trying for it, because Dan is never not busy. He's never not reporting on the latest of their shenanigans, and if it wasn't such a sad thing to be happening in America, it'd be funny. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering next ride.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load, talking to Dan Zimmerman from the truthaboutguns.com, editor-in-chief there. Now, this is not about an article that you got up. But, you know, anytime I go look at your webpage, I'm going to see something where some judge has slapped down some anti-constitutional law. And with the Bruin decision, Clarence Thomas, I guess he looked at what Scalia left, all the doors he left open with the Heller and the McDonald's decisions. He closed all of those doors effectively. So it's you know, constitutionally, there's just only so much they can do. And there's not a whole lot they can actually do. So we know this now. This is all sort of something like, you know, that's common knowledge. When we look at Michelle Lujan Grisham in New Mexico, and she gets out there and decides to create something out of whole cloth, isn't that a crime, what she just did, what she tried to do under the cover of it? Wasn't it an overreach, an abuse of power? I mean, besides it being unconstitutional, all these other things. Plus, she was doing a lot of things that were unfunded. You know, she wanted to have these mandates about we're going to stop all these, and nobody was going to follow it. Nobody was going to enforce it.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm not an attorney. I don't know New Mexico law, so I don't know if it was a crime or not. It was certainly, unquestionably, a violation of her oath of office. Yeah, she, I don't know if people remember, but in addition to suspending carry rights, Second Amendment carry rights, she also established some sort of
fine.
Well, yeah, there's a fine, but it's sort of inspection squad.
Yeah, yeah.
Where members of the New Mexico State Police were going to go around to every gun store and inspect their records or something like that. I don't think it was ever done. I think most people just laughed at it. Everybody was, you know, stores were advised not to cooperate with that because it's illegal, you know, but short of having a warrant, there's none of that. And plus the state police didn't even have the manpower or the funding to do this kind of thing and hit all the gun stores. It was insane. So yeah, it was a clear violation of her oath of office to, you know, defend and uphold the Constitution. Now, the question is, then what can you do about that? In some cases, and in some states, you've got the power of recall. After the debacle, the COVID debacle and all that, people in California tried to recall Gavin Newsom. Didn't work, but they had the chance. And they could have done it. I don't know if they've got that there. The problem is, very few people who violate their oath of office and sometimes even commit crime. So again, I don't think that Grisham actually violated the law. There's never any real consequence for that. There may be political consequences down the road the next time they're up for election, but this kind of thing's happened before. Think back. I mean, remember the Tree of Life synagogue shooting in Pittsburgh. Governor Bill Peduto of Pittsburgh came out and just inveighed against the gun laws and how they needed more and stricter gun laws in Pittsburgh. The problem was Pennsylvania has a preemption law which prevents the city from enacting those kinds of laws. Didn't matter. The city council voted on it may have been an assault by a weapon. I can't remember. There's like two or three laws that violated the preemption law, and Peduto signed it. And he was asked at the time, he said, you know, Mr. Mayor, this violates the state's preemption law, which I believe actually does subject Peduto and maybe even the council people who passed it to fines and maybe even jail. I think it varies from state to state. And he said, come arrest me. So he knew he was violating the law. He didn't give a damn. He knew that the chances of him, the attorney general in the state, who was Shapiro, who's now the governor, going to the same party ever trying to enforce that law against them was between slim and none. So we have a history in this country of public officials saying, screw it, I'm going to do what I want to do, and you're going to have to stop me. And of course he was stopped, and it was the law was overturned and ruled against the Pennsylvania Constitution or whatever, so it never went in place. Nobody was never enforced. But he didn't care. And Michelle Lujan Grisham didn't give a damn either. She had to have known that what she was doing was clearly unconstitutional. But I think she thought that there was more political benefit in it for her to do that and look like she really cared and was actually doing something about gun violence, whatever the consequences might be.
Well, whatever she was doing, she poked that one. I kind of think she's probably set the entire national gun control movement back a little bit. Do you?
Yeah, I totally agree. And again, that's why you didn't hear any of the large gun control operations. Brady Giffords, Everytown, Moms, literally none of them said a word about it. You would have expected them to come out strongly supporting her, but being brave enough to finally do something about guns, whatever the outcome and whatever the result, but they said nothing, not a word, because they knew what that was. That was a political disaster. And it was something that didn't help the gun control movement at all in this country.
Do you think this, I mean, will they go back and, you think the people do the people in New Mexico have any recourse to go after her?
Again, I don't know. I don't know if there's a recall option in the state of Mexico. My guess is there isn't, because I think if there was, we'd have heard about that campaign getting going already. They'd be gathering signatures, like they did in California to.
It sort of makes me think every state should have a recall apparatus. South Carolina doesn't have a recall apparatus.
Totally agree. I think that there ought to be a way, especially because once you're elected in this country, the power and the advantages of incumbency are so strong, it's hard to vote you out. Not always. I mean, people, it happens, but it makes it very difficult. But if somebody pulls something like Grisham did, that's just insanely out of bounds, the population, the electorate, should have a way of yanking, pulling her ticket prior to, short of waiting for the next election.
Yeah, I do not think they should be allowed to stay in office while all of this is going on, where they can say, well, I'll just do this, and they can't do anything to me because we don't have a recall in place, so I'm safe.
Yeah, if you don't like me, vote against me next election.
Yeah. So that part of it, that's the, as a matter of fact, I think I need to probably start lobbying for recalls in my home state.
There you go.
We certainly don't have any.
There's a cause for it.
We don't have any here. Do they have them in Texas?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
I'm not aware, but I don't think so.
Texas is a special case, though. Isn't Texas, don't they have some sort of something in their constitution to where they could secede from the union and they don't fall under the normal United States purview on that?
I don't know where the terms are. We were a republic, and then when we agreed to become part of the United States, there are a lot of special considerations, even including the flag. Every time the U.S. flag is flown, every other flag is lower. The Texas flag has to be flown at the same height as the U.S. flag. That was written in the agreement when Texas became a state.
Yeah.
But I don't know what other provisions are in there.
Oh. Yeah, you don't mess with Texas. You should never, ever mess with Texas. Listen, I appreciate you. I appreciate you taking the time to humor my hypothetical there. That was always good. And it's always great when you show up and come on and give us the latest in the gun culture. TheTruthAboutGuns.com. This is where you need to go. At least you need to go about midday. Check them in the morning. Check them midday. Check them before you go to bed. That's what you need to do. Then you'll know. You'll be in the loop. Thank you for joining me today, sir.
Thanks for having me.
Yes, sir. Hour number three is inbound. This is Lock and Load.
When it comes to online gun shops, Primary Arms is one of America's largest retailers of new firearms, parts, accessories, and gear. They stock over 600 popular brands, all with everyday low prices and fast shipping. If you ever have any questions about a product, their team of product experts will help you make the right purchase. So, don't settle for less. Visit PrimaryArms.com today and see why so many gun owners make it their first destination for all of their firearm needs.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.